All right, so we are having a conversation about the CAS initial interview. Mm-hmm. So do you want to just talk through what activities you've signed up for so far, and perhaps the reason why you've chosen them?
Yeah, so in season one, I did volleyball under 19, but I could only attend, I think, like two sessions because I was late to school, so I couldn't come to all the initial sessions, and then all activities got cancelled. So I couldn't go to that either. So when they started back up again, there were only two more sessions left before the whole entire season ended. So I didn't put that in my CAS because I don't think it really counts if I could only attend two sessions. And I'm also doing interactive storytelling for service. I did that service last year as well, which I really enjoyed. So I'm doing it again this year. And I've done my initial reflection for it and everything. And that I find it very interesting. It's all going well. And I'm happy to be in the same service again because I already know how it all works. And then I'm also doing Psychology Society, which I haven't been able to attend any sessions to yet. But I'm very excited for that. I don't know if that fits anywhere in CAS.
Yeah, creativity. Mm-hmm. As long as you create something in the mm-hmm. society itself. So it could be that you create a series of blog posts. You could work with a group to kind of create a podcast. It might be you create some resources to share with kind of like, you know, I don't know if you've seen downstairs like the history on floor three, they've got all these like posters.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, why mm-hmm. did you take history and things like that?
Yeah.
If you created something mm-hmm. in your time in the society, it contributes towards that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
And then also, just signed for Kahani as well, for creativity as well, which I'm very excited to, because I'm usually not much into dance or anything, so I'm happy to try something new.
Okay, awesome. So I think, you know, definitely well done for kind of signing up for everything, and then also well done for trying to manage and navigate yourself kind of with this late start to school, but still kind of, you know, trying your hardest to kind of integrate into the activities. So I think that's a testament to kind of like your ethos that will probably carry you through the CAS experiences. So volleyball then, I know you only did two sessions. I still think we should add it because it counts as part of season.
Yeah.
But is that something you're going to do in the future?
Yeah, I'm doing club volleyball for season two as well.
Okay.
So I have it every Wednesday.
Right.
It's pretty much the same, but just not as frequent. And I'm also using that for CAS as well. Yeah, so I usually do club each season of the year, and then since there's only like in-season competitive volleyball once a year, I do that as well.
Okay, so why volleyball?
I just find it really, really fun, and I like working with others especially, and being able to socialize with others, because when I was younger, I think I did competitive gymnastics for I think 11 or 12 years, which I really enjoyed, but it was very individualistic, which I didn't enjoy as much, so being able to socialize with people but still being active is something that I really enjoy and kind of admire about the sport. And I've been doing it for a couple of years now, so it's just kind of been like a routine for me to just constantly do it. And I find it very good that I'm still constantly doing a sport in the IB, which is very important because it can be quite stressful, and having like a physical outlet is very important for me.
Oh, absolutely agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think like having that outlet, but also the social outlet of it, but also gaining so many skills like collaboration. You mentioned the team a lot there as well.
Yeah.
I think that's just a really nice reflection for kind of you to bring in. So thanks for sharing. Talk to me about your service then, the storytelling interactive. I don't know if I've come across that before.
Yeah.
So fill me in, what sorts of things do you do and what role do you take in that service?
Yeah, so I did the service last year as well, and because of COVID, we haven't been actually been able to go to our partners and resource them in real life because of COVID. But instead, for substitute for that, we've been doing Zoom calls, and we usually have the step where we take one session to plan and to kind of find out how we're going to tell the stories. And right now we're in the process of learning different techniques to make the stories more engaging.
Okay.
So we talked about like facial features and different ways they can kind of portray the story, like acting and using props and stuff like that, which is very helpful for the children. And we also looked more into how it can benefit children as well, and how it is very beneficial for them to learn to be read to at a young age, because it helps develop their literary skills, which I think is very important. And also just like that aspect of, again, being able to socialize with people, which is something I really like doing. So, yeah.
it sounds like you're very passionate about it and you know a lot about how it's structured. You mentioned that it's children. What kind of ages and like what's the kind of the rationale for working with those children in particular?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's children from ages, I think, 5 to 7 around, so they are still quite young. And so far what we've been doing is connecting the books that we've been reading to what they're learning in class. So it goes hand in hand with their curriculum. So not alone do they have like what they're being taught in class, but also us telling them more about it. Yeah, and we also, as the name says, interactive. So we come up with activities to do with afterwards, like song singing or some sort of drawing activity, or asking them questions to make sure that they've been engaged throughout the whole entire thing.
Right, so it isn't just kind of, it's not simply reading stories, but it's thinking next level, linking it to the curriculum. Wow, that sounds really good. What do you gain from it, like, as a student kind of taking part in that service?
Yeah, for me, I find it very nice that you kind of work as like someone to look up to, because obviously the kids are quite young, and having people who are quite a bit older than them be able to tell stories and help them kind of learn more about these like topics that obviously we know a lot more about really doesn't necessarily inspire me, but it does make me quite happy to be there for them, because I think at such a young age you do need people that you can look up to and people who are further along in life than you are.
Well, that's really, really wonderful to hear, and I imagine they get a lot out of working with you in the service, so thank you. That would be really useful to kind of include in your reflections as well. So, Psychology Society will be part of your creativity that you will can reflect on once you've attended a few more sessions. And then there is Carney. So Carney's brand new, no dance experience?
No.
Okay, and have you been to any sessions so far?
No, because I had to miss the first session because of the public, because of the teacher's day.
Yeah, okay, so the sessions hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
All right, so how were you feeling before that session?
Quite nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've never ever done anything of like dance experience, and when I did gymnastics, I was always quite like uncoordinated with dance, so I'm quite nervous and also a bit excited to see how it does turn out.
Well, I mean, from my perspective, the Kahani show is always so much fun because, you know, seeing everyone develop from having no dance experience to kind of then be putting on a show is just, amazing and incredible. So I hope you find that rewarding.
And I'm also quite excited to learn more about, like, the backstory and the culture behind it as well.
And there is a lot of global value in terms of, like, how, like, the show and what it's contributing to. And I think having that connection is really helpful too. It's kind of like a dance show, but still a service as well, which is a nice way to be creative for. So in terms of, like, I think you've clearly mapped out a plan for CAS, which is wonderful. I think you're going to be meeting all the requirements, and reflection wise, how are we getting on? I think in this form you didn't have any yet, but have you started any?
Yeah, so I have so far one for my service, so I have my initial reflection. I hadn't had a chance to do any others, but I think I will do the reflection for the in-season volleyball, which I had last season. But instead of doing 3 separate reflections, I think I might just do 1 reflection, because I can't make 3 reflections about 2 sessions.
I think you can still do kind of like an initial reflection for just volleyball in general, and then, like you said, you're continuing with a different type of volleyball.
Yeah.
Not type, but just a different...
Kind of like program.
Yeah, a different program. So I think there's still connections there. You can still see how you progress. So having a reflection on volleyball for those 2 sessions, and kind of just, like you mentioned, kind of why you're doing it, is just really helpful. And then, service is great that you've got that one. Kahani and the Psychology Society, once you've done a couple of sessions, that's when you can add those initial reflections in. And then, you know, Kahani is not as long, but Psychology Society will be for the whole year, so you can kind of think about spacing those reflections out a little bit. The other thing to think about is linking your CAS reflections to the learning outcomes. So these are the 7 learning outcomes that, like, we want you to kind of demonstrate evidence for throughout. And actually already today, just on our conversation, you know, you talked about, like, just then you talked about global value in terms of Kahani and understanding, like, the relevance of why you're doing the show. You've talked about collaboration, learning outcome 5 in terms of, like, volleyball, challenge of taking on Kahani as well. It's like a new thing that you're not necessarily feeling experienced on. So when you are writing your reflections, kind of drawing upon those, like you can use these questions to kind of guide you, would be really helpful.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. No. Not that I know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've signed up for creativity now, so you're all set.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.